The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water throughout California.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring how scientists are taking to the skies to map underground highways for groundwater recharge in the Central Valley. In California, water isn't just about what we can see. Rivers, canals, and reservoirs. Much of our state's water supply lies hidden beneath our feet in groundwater aquifers. But after years of drought, overdrafting, and land subsidence, these vital water sources are running dangerously low. So the question is, how do we refill them? Well, it turns out the answer might come from above. Scientists from Stanford University, in partnership with the Department of Water Resources, are now using airborne electromagnetic technology, or AEM, to fly over the Central Valley and scan the Earth's subsurface, kind of like taking an MRI of the land. Mounted on aircrafts, these sensors send electromagnetic signals that bounce back with detailed data about what lies below. The result? High-resolution 3D maps that show exactly where water can best percolate back into the ground. This is a game changer. Traditional groundwater studies rely heavily on drilling testing wells. They're expensive, slow, and localized. With AEM, entire regions can be scanned in a fraction of the time, revealing ancient riverbeds, sandy channels, and permeable soils. The very fast path that water prefers to travel underground. It's like uncovering a secret network of underground highways where recharge efforts can be most effective. Here at the California Water Institute, we know how critical this kind of innovation is. Projects like Subsurface Artificial Groundwater Recharge and FloodMAR, which uses stormwater and flood flows for recharge, depend on precisely this kind of mapping to succeed. Why does this matter now? Because under California Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, water agencies must bring overdrawn basins into balance by 2040. That means not just using less groundwater, but actively putting water back in. And with climate change making wet years less predictable, we have to be ready to capture and store water when it's available. Knowing where the water can go underground, fast and effectively, could make all the difference. The Central Valley in particular, home of both some of the richest farmland and the most overdrafted aquifers in the country, stand to benefit tremendously. AEM data is helping local agencies and their GSAs prioritize recharge basins, update groundwater models, and even apply for state and federal funding more effectively. Looking ahead, as more regions are mapped and the data made public, this technology could spark a statewide transformation in how we manage water beneath the surface. It's faster, smarter, and far more precise than what we've had before. And it's helping ensure that the next time California gets a big rain year, we'll be ready. Not just to control the floods, but to turn them into long-term drought insurance. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.